always on TV. I mean, we had a lot of recruits from my area go there, so. I mean, honestly, I wasn't surprised at all in the game. I mean, he shows the same thing in practice. I mean, he gives 150% on every play, finishing downfield. He runs really hard, and he's one of the smarter running backs that we have. So.
Smarter? Why would you say that?
I mean, you know, first couple of days coming in, he picked up the offense. Just, you know, it was nothing. And, I mean, he reads the defense as well, so.
Beneficial do you feel that bye week was for guys like him and David Bullock, and them just getting a chance to maybe go back and work on things, maybe check with you on things?
I mean, it was probably good just because now they, you know, they're in the game a little bit, so they know how it is, and they can see the things that they needed to critique in that off season or that bye week, so give them a little bit extra time to pick it up.
Now, how about for you? How was it, easy for you to just kind of be able to rehab and, you know, just kind of rest, if you will?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really feel like anybody really needed the rest. It was only four games, but, I mean, yeah, it was nice, I guess, you know.
Do teams need – I mean, Wisconsin has two running backs. They're kind of the same. Last year you guys had three. Do teams benefit from, like, a thunder-lightning type – and excuse me, that's kind of a lame term, but, you know, bigger back, smaller back type of deal? Can teams thrive with that?
I mean, you know – it's been proven that it is, you know. Bigger back wears down the defense, and then you have the speedy back comes and, you know, gashes them, you know, big yards, so. Yeah.
You have the harder, tougher end of that deal.
I don't care.
Unless you're the speedy back. I get you guys mixed up.
Yeah, you know I'm the speedy back. 4-2 right here. But, I mean, whatever I needed to do to help my team, right, like I said before, so. No problem.
Sounds like a lot gets made out of the physical part. Some guys maybe work on development a little bit more. Some guys can rest if they're dinged up. What about the mental part? What were you doing over the past 2 weeks to stay fresh?
Just trying to relax. Just, you know, mentally stay away from football as much as possible when I wasn't in practice or whatever, you know. I watched a little bit of film, but not as much as I normally would during a true week. So,
what is relaxing for you? What do you do to get away from the game?
Just watch a little TV, ride my bike a little bit. So,
are you a getaway type guy? You said watch TV. What is your favorite show or something?
I have a couple. I'm big on like the CSIs and SVUs and that kind of stuff. So,
what did you ease yourself back into the routine now with Penn State obviously coming up this week, or you just dive in head first?
Yeah, it's one of those dive in head first type things. You know, dove in Sunday and just full throttle.
No, it's only been a week, but is there some sort of rust after a bye, or?
No, like I said, we were in pads, you know, the whole week, so it shouldn't be.
We're talking about how a lot of people you knew growing up like followed Penn State. A lot of ticket requests on your end as far as like family, friends wanting to come out and see Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, there were. I couldn't get as many as they wanted, but I tried.